And the central bank has warned that the economy is close to full capacity and that any incoming government should follow a prudent fiscal policy and pay down public debt. In its quarterly bulletin published today, the bank also highlights that growth in Irish exports is increasingly concentrated in the pharmaceuticals and computer chip sector. RTE's economics correspondent Robert Short is here now. How, Robert, this is very interesting at this moment in time as we look at government formation. The bank saying that the economy is close to full capacity. And what does it say about any increased spending plans?
Well, essentially what the central bank is saying is that it's offering the same advice that it gave to the outgoing government, which is that the economy is close to capacity, as they would describe it. In other words, unemployment is below 5%, so 4.8%. It's due to grow by just over 4% this year, which is a good, healthy pace. In other words, it's doing fine by itself in terms of growth, and that what it doesn't need is any big boost in spending that's going to put further pressure on trying to find more workers to fulfill certain contracts or whatever it happens to be that may end up pushing up inflation in the economy, whether it's in wage rates or for goods and services or whatever. So they're basically saying, look, leave well enough alone. In the meantime, we have a huge mountain of public debt that we're carrying around here, over 200 billion euro, that as a proportion of the economy has become smaller because the economy has been growing, but as an overall amount has more or less remained static since the crisis. And what they're saying is that that is a threat should there be any disruption to the economic good fortune that we're currently enjoying.
And they have a warning about that depending on the trade deal with the UK.
That's right. So this is building on work that they were doing last year, and they've sort of revised their estimates based on the revised withdrawal agreement. And I suppose it's in anticipation of the ongoing trade talks that are due to take get formally underway later this year. They're saying that if there is no deal, that there could be a hit to the economy in the region of 5.6% in terms of GDP and a 2% increase in unemployment. And if at the other end, at the moment this doesn't seem likely, but if the UK were to decide to remain within the customs union, and that you would, you know, to compare that, the economy would still take a hit. It would still take a 2% hit, but that unemployment, which is obviously not as much as 5%, but unemployment would increase by 0.7%. And there's a range there depending on what type of trade deal would be struck. But I suppose the essential point is that whatever happens, it's not going to be as good as the current situation that we enjoy with the UK and that the EU enjoys with the UK. So there will be some detrimental impact on the economy of whatever deal is struck.
Okay, just briefly, Robert, there's evidence also in this bulletin of a two-speed economy.
Well, this is the most fascinating part of the bulletin. So the bulletin found that over 60% of Irish goods exports come from the pharmaceutical sector, and that last year 40% of the growth in that sector was accounted for by just less than half a dozen specific drugs. So it's highly concentrated. There are immunology drugs. And I suppose it's just to highlight how concentrated some of the growth in the economy is. You have these supercharged multinational companies who are doing very, very well indeed, compared to the rest of the economy, which is doing well, but it's only doing middling well compared to these sectors. And I suppose it highlights kind of how exposed the Irish economy should the fortune of those companies take a hit. And it also, I suppose, speaks to some of what we saw perhaps in the election. In other words, on the face of it, the economy looks like it's doing great, but it's clear to see that not all parts of the economy are doing as well as some of particularly those areas where the multinationals are strong.
Mm-hmm. And people aren't feeling it. And that might have been evidenced in what happened in the election. Thank you very much, Robert Short, our economics correspondent.